We're here at the BASF Science Behind event in Orlando prior to the kickoff of Commodity Classic. With me is Dr. Gary Fellows, Technical Market Manager for BASF Crop Protection. And he and Jennifer Holland did a presentation here on the science behind plant health, of course, which means our BASF fungicides and improving on the great fungicide of headline. So let's talk about the BASF fungicide family and what fungicides does BASF recommend to growers for corn, for soybeans, and for wheat?
Well, let's start out with corn. We have a whole portfolio of fungicides that we recommend for corn. Let's start through the year. In furrow applications, at this point, we recommend headline in furrow. And headline has been giving us a great emergence, giving us disease protection, but also giving us some stress tolerance and equalizes or makes all the emergence come up very smooth and gives us a great early season plant vigor. After that, we're going to go to the pre-tassel applications. And for pre-tassel, we're talking about V5 all the way up to tassel. That's a situation that we're looking at Preaxor fungicide, which is our new fungicide, combines headline and Xemium. And the reason we're putting that one in there, we have the advanced plant health. So we have even more plant health benefits because of the two than we have with headline. And that's the vegetative time in the plant that we can really take advantage of it. We can increase the rooting of the plant, increase the leaf material, increase the kernels and the physiological set of the yields that go on at that timing. Then we're going to follow that up at tassel timing with headline amp. And headline amp is specifically geared for that time, still contains headline, so it gives us all that plant health benefits, but also includes metconazole into there to give us a true post-infection control, disease control within that plant in case there's any diseases there, and headline to give it the residual to carry it out through the season.
Now, let's talk about Preaxor. How did Preaxor perform at first season? How did it perform on its first season on the market last year?
Right, we're really excited because Preaxor, we were able to get about 55 or 58 on-farm trials where we compared Preaxor directly head-to-head with headline in real farm situations. And this is really the acid test you want to see. And over those locations, Preaxor out-yielded headline by 2 bushels to the acre. And not only that, was much more consistent in its level of response. In other words, the positive responses the growers saw, we have actually increased not only the yield, but the consistency of what they've seen. And so I think farmers are going to be very excited once they get to try Preaxor this year and see what it does for them, increasing the yields, increasing consistency.
Well, after last year's drought, I know a lot of growers are going to be looking at how they can help protect their crops even when it's dry. So how did BASF fungicides help growers last year during that horrible drought we had?
Well, it's interesting. We still conducted a lot of on-farm trials on both corn and soybeans. And when we got the data back, obviously the overall yield for 2012 was reduced compared to, say, 2011 and so on. But the average increase in yield for both corn and soybeans from headline amp in corn and from headline and Preaxor in soybeans was equal to or better than what we saw in other years. And so even though the overall yield was down, the benefit from headline amp and from Preaxor was equal to what we had seen before. So even in a stress conditions, it's giving you the ability to maximize your potential yield.
Definitely something for growers to be thinking about this year. Now, Preaxor, it is obviously the newest fungicide from BASF. So what then can growers expect from it this year in terms of better disease control and yield? I know you really kind of covered this, but let's cover it more specifically.
Preaxor gives us several key benefits. First of all, it is the addition of Xemium to headline does increase the disease control. The overall levels of disease control and the spectrum is better with Preaxor than it is with headline. So that's number one. Number two, on the growth efficiency side, we've got both field situations and also analytical trials within the greenhouse and labs that we can show that Preaxor actually has a better plant health effect than headline by itself. Increases net photosynthesis, decreases respiration, increases growth efficiency. We also have seen in stress situations that Preaxor helps plants outperform headline in the yield in stress situations like drought, like cold as well. And so headline, what we call plant health with headline, we're actually naming advanced plant health with Preaxor because it's actually taken those three components of plant health to a higher level, and that's the only product available in the market that can do that.
Here at the BASF Science Behind event in Orlando, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.